Good afternoon, everyone. This is, unbelievably, day 27 of the ABC challenge, and I'm not really feeling too with it. I don't know what to call this, probably coming to. I had yet another awful night. I caught up with some of the audio boo posts that I haven't been doing the last couple of days because I've been quite busy. Here's Pinky. I went to sleep, but my sleep, I keep waking up. Obi's alarm went off at 4. I was still awake then. Between then and 5, I did fall asleep because I don't remember him leaving. But then I was awake again by 5:30, and you know, I called Connor because I knew he's got to be in Tunbridge Wells today. He's working in Tunbridge Wells. So I called him. Not that he needs me to call him, but, you know, I did anyway because I was going past his door. And then, you know, I got back into bed, and then I got up at 7 o'clock and took the dog out and fed the dog and made a cup of tea and went back to bed. And that's, this is what my sleep's like. And then I got a phone call that woke me up about, I think it was about 10:45. It was my ex-husband, the kid's dad. He's not very pleased because I didn't end up going over there yesterday because it got too late. And so that was that. And then that's it, you see. And that's not very good sleep because it's, A, it's not long enough, and B, it's completely interrupted all the time. Then I was just in the kitchen and I left my phone on the arm of the sofa, and I was making a cup of tea, and then it rang and I rushed to get it because I thought I didn't hear it say the number or the contact. And in picking it up, I accidentally turned the speech off, so I did manage to answer it. And then it was a long silence, and I thought I'd pressed decline by mistake. Then as I went to put the phone down, it said, "We have been trying to contact you." And I said, "Oh, please don't make me run for that." I've decided that I need to go on a bit of a diet. I've just had the most unappetizing breakfast or brunch or whatever you call it. 2 Rivitas. I don't know what, I can't remember what flavour they were. I think they're pumpkin seed and something else, but they just taste like cardboard to me. With extra light cream cheese. Well, I did put a load of black pepper on that, and then I had celery and cherry tomatoes. I mean, it's all right. If it was bread, it would have been nicer. And I had a plum earlier. I'm a bit upset because my clock's not working. You can hear it ticking, though. Listen. It's a wall clock, and I've got it on a shelf that my dad made. Oh, I don't know. It's not even chiming at all now, so I'm wondering if they've turned the thing off that, you know, there's, on most clocks it's got a thing. I don't know if on the old ones. I didn't think this was very old, but it belonged to a friend of my mum's, Ruby, and she's older than my mum. She's about 90. My mum's only in her 70s. Well, she's going to be 78 tomorrow. And she gave it to my mum about 3 years ago. And she had it when she was a young woman in the Second World War. So it's pretty old. I mean, it's not really old, but it's not new. It's not a modern clock. And I never actually saw it. I've heard it loads of times and said I liked it when I was at my mum's. But I only actually looked at it yesterday. It's a very interesting shape. It's like a dome at the top, which a lot of these clocks are like that. But it goes in at the sides. I can't explain it. It's like it's got a waist and it comes back out at the bottom. So the side, if you run your hand down each side, it's like a semicircle going inwards. It's like concave, if you know what I mean. I don't think I've explained it very well. But my mum told me that it had the original key with it. And then when my dad was messing about with it, I don't know if this was on audiobooks. I did 3 very long audiobooks, and they're really only for my own memories. I don't expect people to sit there and listen to all that, to be honest. So he was not in a very good mood at all because he didn't really want to come. He got up early to go to a toy fair because he now collects these model buses. Honestly, talk about blokes going back to their childhood. So he didn't really want to come down. So he was in a bad mood. And it's not surprising that things go wrong when he's in a mood like that. But anyway, he found a key inside. And he said that when he first got it, they told him... I think the woman told him that it had belonged to before, that there was a key inside it. And he said, I was buggered if I could find it. He couldn't find it, but he found it yesterday when he wasn't looking for it. So I thought it was the original key, but it was one he found in his shed in a box of odds and ends that he'd been using to wind it up all this time, all these years. And now he's found the original one. And apparently the original one's much nicer. It's much daintier and it's a pretty key, according to my mum anyway. So I have got the original key for it now. It shouldn't need winding up till next weekend. I don't even know how to do it, but I'm sure I can learn. And I hope that he's going to come down again and try and sort it out, because I know clocks are very temperamental things. We've had enough of them in our family over the years. Me to know that I don't really know anything about them, except I take the time to get to know how they are, whether they lose time, if they're mine, and you know, obviously I learn how to wind them up and to care for them. And I wish so much I could get my grandfather clock working, but I'd like this even if it just chimed on the quarter. But the best sound of it is when it chimes the hour. I love the way it reminds me of a village, like a church clock. I love that sound. But apparently what's happening is... excuse me. Is the hammer is like coming up. The hammer's trying to strike, but it can't come up. There's something stopping it. We don't know what. So if anyone's got any ideas, please feel free to let me know. But now, I think they must have turned the chime thing off, because it's not chiming at all. Not even like the quarter and all that stuff. But the first thing I noticed when I came down the stairs, I heard it ticking this morning. It's got a nice tick. So I've got two clocks ticking in here now. I've got one in the kitchen, that's a battery one. I do like clocks. I'm not a collector, but I do really like them. I love chiming clocks. My mum bought me a modern one for my first wedding. Well, she bought us one. But it's a battery one, and I don't really like them. I don't like the sound of them. They're too, like, synthetic, if you know what I mean. I've still got it. It's in a suitcase, packed away in a suitcase in my shed. I have thought about resurrecting it from time to time. It still works, but when Ronan was about two, he threw his cup at it and broke the glass. It was up on the wall, high up. So I don't seem to have much luck with clocks, really. The grandfather clock, that wasn't my fault. It got ruined in the fire. The glass is cracked at the top. I can live with that. And the wood, you can feel the wood's charred at the top of it, because it was right, it's outside the kitchen door, you see. It's right, it was right in the firing line, literally. But the mechanism, something's happened to it. Probably got melted. You know, I don't know if there's any plastic components. That's a modern one. I mean, it's not new. I've had it about, must have had it about, getting on for 20 years, but it's probably about 30 years old. It wasn't a cheap one, it was expensive. It belonged to my mum's, a friend of my mum's. I mean, he'd be over 100 if he was alive now, but she told him that she wanted a grandfather clock, because we actually have never had one. We've always had all these other clocks, wall clocks, mantel clocks and all that, you know. We've never had a grandfather clock at home, so he didn't realise that she wants an old one, like an antique one. So he went and bought this one, and he said that when I die, I'm going to leave it to him, I will. And every time she used to speak to him on the phone, he used to say, when it was going to chime, listen, listen, there's your clock. So when he died and he left it to her, he left it to her. I was right the first time. she passed it on to me because she didn't really want it, but she didn't have the heart to get rid of it, you know. And I was really delighted. I was so happy to have it because when my uncle died, my sister got his car. It was really meant for running us all around, which she did to a certain extent. But then she sold it, and really, truly speaking, if it was meant to be left to all of us, if it was clapped out and... Lammy, do you have to sit on my bloody phone? Get off. Get off! God's sake, these animals get on my nerves sometimes. sit down there, I don't want you up there. He sits on the back of the thing and my phone's up there. Hope he hasn't turned it off.
Pause recording.
No, he hasn't. And he was sitting right on it. He's sitting next to me now. Yeah, if she'd sold it because it wasn't working or whatever, then that's fair enough. But she sold it because she was fed up with it, or I can't remember the reason. Really, we should have had a share of it, I suppose. Or it was meant for the money she bought. She used to get a new one should have been again so that we get the use of the car, but you know, my sister's not really like that, so she doesn't think of such things. So she'd had that. That's why my mum gave me the clock. Well, she wouldn't have wanted the clock, to be fair, but I did. And so when we had the fire, and I'd had it a long time, and when we had the fire, before that, I never knew how to wind it up or anything. Before I split up with my ex, he always used to do it. No one ever showed me. And then one day I decided to find out for myself. And I thought, oh yeah, these chains, oh, what happens if I pull on them? I couldn't pull them, they didn't do anything. But then I realised I'm not pulling hard enough. So anyway, I taught myself how to do that. I taught myself how to put it right, how to change the chimes on it. And it was fine. Of course, after the fire, they packed up all my stuff and most of it was dumped. We were allowed to come down one day wearing masks and sort out any things we wanted to keep, like really precious things. They were pretty good, actually, that they did put things aside that we'd missed, like certificates and stuff. But most things were ruined, and I told them what things I wanted to go into storage, like my brailers, the clock, stuff like that. Excuse me. And they got an estimate of repair, and it was £1,500. I couldn't afford that out of my insurance money. It wasn't enough. Barely covered what I had to replace. So I said, oh, I want to keep it. I'll just have it back as it is. And it does work. It keeps good time. Pretty good time. It loses a little bit. But it keeps pretty good time and it's reliable, but it just doesn't chime anymore. And I don't know why. So I'm assuming that there's something plastic inside that got melted, which on an old one, it probably wouldn't have been... Well, it might not even be plastic. It might be that the metal expanded in the heat and it's distorted it or something. Something's definitely not right with it. Anyway, I hope I can get this other one fixed. I don't really want to have to pay money for it because it was working yesterday morning. That's the really annoying thing. Anyway, I rang my parents this morning and I said, my dad was going to ring this bloke, and he said, "Oh, yeah, try and get him. Oh, yeah, try and ring him." People don't do things on the cheap these days. So now I've got two chiming clocks that don't chime. Obie's on early today. Ronan's home, Connor's in Tunbridge Wells. I was going to sit outside and have my lunch, but oh, I couldn't stand the kids today. The sun's a bit in and outy anyway, and when it goes in, it's quite cold. And they were just so loud and rowdy. I thought, oh no, I'm not sitting out here. They're going to do my head in. I think I've got Monday blues. But anyway, I like to have a ticking clock. I think it makes a home a home, because I've always been used to it, I suppose. My parents have always collected old things. Now they are old things. No, I'm only joking. Please don't ever go at me, anyone. I was joking. It comes to us all if we're lucky enough. But I think it's like the heartbeat. It's like a heartbeat. It's the heartbeat of the house. I think it's a very nice sound. I couldn't have too many going. It's nice to hear them. You know, I like to hear Christian's clock collection, but I don't think I could live with them all going. I think that one is enough to drive anyone nutty when they're all going ding, dong, 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 dong. It's nice, it's funny, but that two is fine. Just wish one of them chimed. The other one's going tick tock, tick tock. That's a grandfather clock. It's much slower because it's bigger. He's made a nice shelf, though. It's very nice. A nice piece of elm. Hello, Pinky. She comes downstairs. She goes, brrr. That's like saying hello. The sun's coming through the patio doors here, and it's actually very warm. It's nice. What, Pink? But I'm sure if I open the door, some of the kids have gone in now, because it's 1 o'clock. I'm sure you'll notice a mighty difference. Leave her alone, Lammy, for goodness sake.
Pause recording.
Right. Somewhere. Niall's wagging his tail. Niall's laying in the sun. I'm going to give you your bone today, I think. That's a good idea, isn't it? I don't think I'm going out today. I'm not planning on doing something at the moment, anyway. Now, let's see. They're not too bad now, but some of them have gone in, I think. But that's how much the door shuts out. Let's give him his bone. These toys are everywhere. I'm just just going to have a look at my grandfather clock and see if it's on the... I can't remember when, which what is, means it doesn't chime. Oh, it chimes! It chimes! Oh, it chimes! I can't believe it! It's very slow, but... In protest, another clock tried to take its place. I can't believe it. It hasn't struck for more than 2 years. I'm so excited. My God. The funny thing was, my mum said to me yesterday, why don't you try it? It might be all right now. And I went, no, I've tried it loads of times. Let's see what happens now, whether it'll do it on its own. Oh, you lovely clock, I love you. Oh, I'm so... Did you hear that, whir? Whir? Whir, whir? Oh. Did you hear the grandfather clock?
Yes, something fucking going on about it.
Oh, I can't believe it, you're on audio boom.
I know.
I can't believe it. It's made me so happy. I do need to get out more, I agree.
Come
on, come in. I wonder if it's going to chime the next one. It's very slow. I can't believe that. I cannot believe it. It's nice out there when the sun's out. Not ill here. Sit! That's a big one. I'll wash my hands now.
I found loads of them in the cupboard.
Cupboard.
It's covered down there. Someone just shoved them in there.
Oh, I wondered where they'd all gone. I thought you'd thrown them away.
I am.
Well, they can go in the white food waste. It might not chime on its own. We'll have to wait and see. But the fact that it can is something. That's got to count for something. I went to change it. I couldn't remember which thing is where to make it chime on which thing is on silent. But I have tried it on all of them. I used to know, but I can't remember. Chimed, I can't believe it. I just don't know that it's going to chime again, but at least I heard it and I've got it on audio boo. That's the best thing. I never thought I'd hear it again. Shut up. Div. It's nice out there, but when the sun goes in, it's cold. What's the sky looking like?
Blue and dark grey.
Oh no, seriously.
Yeah, it does look like it's going to rain.
They did say we can get showers this afternoon.
Good. I like to fucking hear.
Shut your mouth. Link? What? Link.
What?
Link.
Link.
Monday.
Link appointment.
Why don't you get to it now? They won't be open next Monday, it's bank holiday.
I'm going on a Monday. Granddad's out here.
Hmm?
Granddad's
out here. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. You've got to take that down tomorrow. Granddad left his hat behind. His cap. I want it to 15 minutes to go. I don't know. I don't think it's going to chime on its own. But I don't, it's never chimed since the fire. Even not on its own, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Of course, it's the wrong time, but I didn't want to mess about with it. I'm just going to leave it and see what happens.
It won't chime.
I don't think it will, but you never know.
It won't.
When I've put that lever up and down before, it didn't chime at all. So when I heard it start to chime, I was like, what? And then it continued, and it even did what that one wouldn't do. It struck the hour. It struck 10 or 11 or 12, I didn't count.
Dog in our garden.
There
is.
The dog not getting our garden. How could it get in?
Tina's dog could.
How? There's no hole on the fence.
There is.
Oh, there isn't.
There is.
Shut up. There isn't.
No, I could probably climb like that.
Couldn't climb over. Dogs can't climb like that.
You're joking.
Cats can. No, foxes can.
Cats can't.
Yeah, well, whatever. Don't do that. Now I'm waiting to see if it's going to chime. Appetizing diet food.
What was it?
I had Ravita with cream cheese and black pepper, celery and tomatoes.
What?
Celery and tomatoes.
Why is that undietary?
It's unappetizing.
Why is that unappetizing?
Well, it's not, the tomatoes and the celery is alright, but it's the Ravita's not very nice. It's just so dry.
Did you can taste pumpkin?
No, it doesn't taste any different to normal. What was it? Pumpkin seed and what?
Sultanas.
No, it wasn't.
I don't know.
I didn't get sultana. There was a sultana one, I think.
No, it was orange and sultana, I think.
Oh, no, I didn't get that. This must be sweet, anyway. I don't know what it was, but it wasn't. It didn't just taste of nothing, as usual. The last ones we had tasted nicer than that. I don't know what flavour they were. Brain's got them from the co-op. Because he thought they were biscuits. Sun's gone in, hasn't it?
Yeah. And there's only a few patches of blue sky.
It's going to rain in a minute, probably.
Yes, I love it. I prefer the rain to the sun.
No, I don't. I like it when it rains, because we need it, but I don't prefer it to the sun.
I do. I prefer it to be dark and miserable.
Oh.
Especially when I'm out.
When you're out?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. I hate that. Don't mind it so much when I'm indoors.
Well, because I always wear a coat everywhere.
Why?
I don't look wild out, no. So, and I never know where to put my phone either.
Well, I know that is a problem, but women have bags. Why don't you take a bag?
No.
A little shoulder bag, like that one you used to have, that white one.
White one.
brains has got.
Well, I used to say that to school, man.
Well, you could still take that around with you. Connor takes a bag, doesn't he? To work. Doesn't he?
No, he brings a Gap one home.
Hello, Ronan.
Do you like your bowl now?
She's having a fit.
She's not.
Is that funny?
No, it isn't. Is she going in? Here she goes. She's a pain in the arse. She is in, out, in,
they're
out.
They're both in.
Are they?
Yeah.
Why don't they want to go out? Did they eat their food yesterday? Because they don't like that food.
Yeah, they've eaten it. And I can only Chantelle thing.
Oh. I don't think Candice would be in on a nice day. Well, on any day, really.
Can I shut her in?
No.
Well, because it's going to rain here,
man. Oh, it doesn't matter. She can go out in the rain.
Fuck
that. Why don't we just let them out?
All right, fucking hell.
You might have a little bit of freedom. It's not time yet, I don't think. I know how I could make it charm if it's going to. Just turn the hands. I could turn the hands around, but
it's cold out there now.
Yeah, it is. Just don't keep opening the door.
Oh, fucking hell, Mum.
It's freezing, what? The sun's gone.
Does this hurt?
Yes, it does. Don't be so spiteful.
What?
What is it?
Pin.
No, don't!
I'm joking, it's not tweezers.
Don't do that, that's spiteful. It hurts.
All right, fucking hell, I'm joking.
That's me singing, Lammy.
Lammy the dead dog.
Shut up, don't say things like that. It's not funny. God help you when that ever does happen.
What?
Yes! Wrong, but it should write itself, and it's not on the chime I like, but I don't care. I can't even tell Nan because she's gone out for a meal.
Oh yeah, they went out one, didn't they?
Yeah.
Probably get back.
I can't believe it. What does he want now? I thought you let him out. These cats get on my bloody nerves.
I think he's hungry.
Too bad, there's plenty of dry food in there. Look,
you look. Hmm? Dry food. I know there is, I'm letting him in. Go on, go in.
Niall's the only one that's happy.
No, he's a grumpy and miserable little shit.
Yes, well, so would you be if you were 87.
Is he 87?
Yeah, apparently so. You're older than Grandad, mate. He's a miserable, grumpy old sod. Don't work.
What?
Whatever it is you've got on my arm, stop it. Stop it, what is it? Don't!
It's a bit of newspaper.
You're irritating sometimes.
Good. I like being fucking irritating.
Yeah, we know. I was just telling audio where you smashed my other clock, remember?
No, I don't remember.
Well, you too. You threw a cup at it.
What's the date today?
27th. What was it on?
25th.
Oh, well, it was.
It's fucking irritating.
No, it's not. It's nice.
It's nice.
I can't change it, though, because it all feels the same to me.
Yeah, no.
I probably could learn it.
I don't. It's difficult if you can't see.
Yeah, well, it would be, but...
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, but...
Yeah, it would be, actually, because I think sometimes you have to swap them.
Yeah, you do.
For the benefit of audio, boo, it's a wooden thing that's got blocks with the date on it. And it's got cubes with numbers, and you have to turn them around to get it to the right date. I'm sure I had one that I could feel years ago.
Shelf's wonky.
Hmm?
That shelf's wonky.
Is it?
I'm joking. It's weird that bit there now.
Yeah. It's nice, I like it. I can't believe that this clock's decided it's not going to be pushed to the side by an intruder. It has.
Fucking hell.
I daren't touch it again. I want to change the chimes, but I'm not going to. That's not on the Westminster. I forget what that is, St Michael or something.
I'm going to change it.
Leave it alone.
I'm changing it.
Don't touch it, please.
I'm going to touch it.
Don't. Yeah. You're like a bloody two-year-old. Nothing has changed. Except you're a bit bigger and a bit uglier.
But yeah, you've got older and uglier.
Thanks. I love you too, Chabby.
You'll be going grey again soon after you've dyed it.
Shut up. Well, you've got dark hair, you do start to go grey.
I know.
When you're my age. People much younger than me do. That's the trouble with having dark hair.
Yes.
That's the downside of it. Margaret's 79.
Is she?
Yeah.
How old now?
78 tomorrow.
Okay, yeah.
Margaret's going to be 79 on the 23rd of June.
23rd of June? Mm.
He's all right with you. I spoke to him this morning. He's not very happy with the other two. He said when they were over there the other weekend, they didn't get up till 3 o'clock. And he's going to have a word with him. He said they're rude. And I said, well, they are a bit, but it actually doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me. I don't care, really. If they want to stay up in the room, that's fine by me, but... He said he's not putting up with it again, he said. I'm not putting up with it. So well, it wasn't Ronan's fault. Ronan got ready in the morning and I said he got ready in the evening. It was them two.
So what does he say?
I need to get up in a reasonable hour.
I did?
No, not you, no. Them. He said he's 22, we're going to say. He's not a teenager. And he said he's going to have a word with him. His words need to be said. Oh, oh God. He woke me up for that.
Not listening to this.
The sun's coming out.
I just told you that.
Oh. Have the grey clouds gone?
No.
It's lovely when the sun comes out. It's really warm, isn't it?
Kick her out the
door. Who?
Pinky.
No.
I'm joking.
No.
I'm cleaning these windows.
They don't stay clean with us lot, do they?
I think this one's fucked
from
the inside.
Inside the actual glass?
Yeah. I know what it is.
That's probably, I don't know. Can that not come
clean? I actually get to this one, so I didn't do the whole of it, but I tried getting that bit off it. It didn't come off, and I did that other side.
Oh, I like it in the summer when we can open both doors.
It is the summer. No, I don't, because all the fucking water's coming in.
Well, they're not going to come in any more when there's another door open, and they do when there's one door open.
They don't.
They don't, what? They're all out there waiting to come in. They're lining up. Mm. There's a wasp parade today. Clock should right itself.
No, you're not coming back in now.
I don't know how to put it right. If it doesn't, I think it will.
No, Pinky, you're not coming back in.
No!
Is she standing up at the door?
No, she's got her legs on the little step bit there.
Let me in, please!
No, she isn't coming.
She goes in and out, in and out. She does it all day long.
She She's just running away.
I think it's Candice.
No, it's not. She was watching.
Who, Candice? Yeah. Well, it's probably the fact that she saw her, turned around and saw her ugly face looking.
No, she weren't looking at her. It might have been a wasp or something.
Oh, she ran in. I heard she ran in the other room. I heard her. She jumped up on the table.
Candice has come to inspect.
Oh, she's a horrible little bitch. She's such a bully. Who's that coughing? Shant.
Mm.
Oh, Shant. Ronta Tonta.
Might be a furball.
Yeah, it might be a furball. Especially this time of year, they're first coming out now.
Your sisters are out there.
Yeah.
Take
them up.
Thanks. Sorry?
I said, I'll take them up. No, just put them on the table there, please.
Sorry, I've got them. Take them up.
From the dead. It's really weird. That's so strange. How can something take 2 years to go back to normal? That is really weird. That is creepy almost. Because I've messed around with that lever, definitely. I've had it on every setting. It's like a little stick that you push up and down, and it clicks. And each click, it's got 3 different chimes and 1 silent. I can't remember what they are. It was Whittington or something, St Michael's, and Westminster. I don't know what it's on now. It's not Westminster. It's one of the other two. But I've tried it on all 3, and not just me, my dad has as well, and he was the expert with it, you know. If no one wound it up, when I didn't know how to do it, he used to come down and say, oh, those lazy bastards haven't wound that clock up again, and he'd do it. Can't believe it. He tried putting WD-40 on it and all sorts, because he thought it might have dried out in the fire, which it probably did. Because it took the heat out, and the heat takes all the moisture out of everything, obviously. And we've tried the past. Well, I got it back. It's 2 years. The fire was January in 2013, and I got the actual stuff that I had in storage. I got back at the beginning of May, so it is nearly 2 years. Hope it puts itself right, because the only way I can, you're not supposed to wind clocks backwards. I think I have done on that one, but I don't want to mess around with it now it's working. The only way I can get it right is to actually, I don't know, wind it round until I the clock round till I get to the, I don't know, I'll see if it's always righted itself. I don't know what time is, so I don't know. When it strikes 5:30, I'll see what time it is and see and take it from there. I've had to do it before. I've had to resynchronise the chime to the time, but I can't remember how to do it, how I did it. I had to stand there for 15 minutes or 20 minutes getting it right, taking it right round the 24 hours, or 12 hours or whatever, 12 hours, before now. I I didn't think it was going to chime again in 15 minutes. I still can't believe it. You know? And one minute it was not working.
Capital B.
Shut up. And the next minute... It is. What, for 2 years it's not been working? 2.5 years, really. Let's come over here. So it should chime again soon, I think. It's ticking nicely. I wound it up Saturday night. Usually do it Saturday or Sunday. My dad always does the clocks on Sundays and I always do it Saturday, but this time it was nearly into Sunday, I think. I'm just going to see what time it is.
Audio boom. Audio boom. 3 of 3 Wi-Fi bug. 1344. Status bar item.
Okay, well, it's out of synchronisation, plus the fact it's wrong because it struck some unearthly hour, like 10. I'll give it a couple of hours and see if it puts itself right. I'm not going to interfere with it before then. I know it can, this one can put it, I don't know whether it can put the chimes to the right time, but it can certainly put the, like if it's striking 1:45 or when it's 1:15, it puts itself right. It can certainly do that. I don't know how it does, but it does. Here we go. Some chime.
Status bar item.
It's sounding a little bit worse for wear. But it's all right. Anyway, I think I'm going to upload this because I've gone on long enough and I'll keep you posted. I'm sure you'll be highly...
Utilities. Audio boom. Pause recording.